You've heard us talk about David Femininio, injury attorney deluxe. Well, just listen to some of the results David has delivered for his clients. $3.5 million, $5 million, how about $11.5 million? Almost enough to cover Ohio State's NIL. You need an attorney that'll fight relentlessly for you. Call and speak to David right now by calling 855-65-CRASH. Go to that website anytime at getdavidgetpaid.com.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, before we touch the table with football, moment of the day, off air, Rico Beard discovering regarding Ole Mata getting traded, quote, "Wow, that's a lot of dots," close quote. David, what do you got?
So it is that time of the year. It is the midway point of the NFL season. So I want to go through some things. And I have a little treat at the end of this from something we did earlier in the year on the receipts.
Okay.
So let's start here with biggest surprise of the NFL season for you. That could be a player, a team, a coach. Biggest surprise.
For me, it's easy. Washington Commanders at large. The entire thing. And whether it's Jaden Daniels being an MVP candidate, whether it's the team playing winning football and looking like a true threat to the Eagles, for me, it's Washington.
Ooh, biggest surprise, David. I'm going to say it's Russell Wilson. Thought that he was done, and he's not. He's making fools out of all of us that Pittsburgh and Tomlin knew exactly what they were doing. Because I just thought he was kind of a backup plan B throw in case Fields didn't work out. No, he was the plan the entire time.
That's a good choice because he's leading the Steelers to a Super Bowl. So that's a really good choice. Really big surprise there.
Crack kills.
Let's go to the biggest disappointment.
Biggest disappointment. I mean, I was never on board with them, but everybody told me how the Jets were going to be so great. And Aaron Rodgers, and this was going to watch out for them, and they can't get out their own way.
All right, you took the Jets. I'll take the Bengals, right? Both qualify. They're both the same. I mean, Cincinnati Bengals. Nah, they're not going to start slow again. Yes, they are. New hairstyle or not, it's the same September Joe Burrow, and now they're in a hole again. But Rico's not wrong. The Jets could be one. I actually am more surprised that the Bengals are bad than the Jets. Anytime you invest in a 40-year-old nutcase who drinks ayahuasca and does olive oil enemas, I got news for you. Things are probably one step from going very badly.
So this next one here, I'm not going to necessarily ask you who should win it, but I want your opinion based on what I've seen. I've gone over many publications, many articles regarding this award, and they're naming their halfway point defensive player of the year. And yes, he is hurt. He is gone for the rest of the season. So many are naming Aiden Hutchinson the defensive player of the year through the halfway point.
I mean, if it's
for, would you agree with that?
If it's a halfway award?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm fine with it. Doesn't matter. Okay. It's a fake award. Right. I mean, this is ridiculous.
Right. I was like, wait. So
I think Rico's the best radio host in the world for the 2:45 to 3 p.m. Or like, well,
thank you.
And the meat.
And what are we doing?
I
like to thank God for this honor. And
I like to thank my Lord and Savior.
The reason why many of them are writing and they're saying they're doing this is because, which is stupid to me, they're saying, well, he can't win the end of the year defensive player of the year because he's hurt, so we might as well give it to him now.
See, I thought that's what you were trying to say is, oh, we're just going to give it to him because he's not there. Like, no, that's not how it works, but sure for this mythical award. Yeah, I mean, he was on pace to be the best defensive player in football, but he won't. But okay, sure, he can have it.
Let's go to the coach of the year so far in the NFL.
Wow. You know, I'll tell you what, just to be creative, I don't want to be redundant with saying Washington and Dan Quinn. Rico brought something up, and I think it could actually, you could sell. What about Mike Tomlin? He made a decision that nobody understood. And in reality, nobody had a better understanding of said situation than he did as the head coach of the Pittsburgh Steelers, sitting Justin Fields and getting Mr. Dangerous into the lineup, and they look like a completely different team.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to go with somebody that doesn't get a lot of run. He probably won't get it because you're like, oh, well, of course. I'm going to go with Andy Reid. I'm going to go with Andy Reid because if you really look at it, he had a lot of his toys taken away from him, and they still managed to win. Now, yeah, the referees may have aided those wins, but, man, when you go up against Kansas City, they still find ways to win no matter who's out there at receiver, no matter who's at running back. He motivates the team. They get it done. He'll never win it because he's Andy Reid and he coaches the Chiefs and he's supposed to be great. But a lot of times we overlook coaches like that. So I'm going to give it to Andy Reid.
So everybody does the next coach fired. I don't want to do the next coach fired because we don't know. But what I want to ask you is, will there be another coach fire? And if so,
In season. Okay, I was about to say, yes, David.
Before January 1st.
Like the leaves fall off a tree, another coach will get fired.
But yeah, now, does it have to be by Thanksgiving?
No, it could be. It could be whatever you want.
All right, if there's a God in the sky, could it be Brian Daboll, please? No, I can't take anymore. My head hurts. I'll leave this to Rico, who's getting fired.
I mean, I'm looking at the situation in Dallas.
All right, McCarthy or Doug Peterson, more likely to be fired? Or do you want to say push?
I was about to say that could be a push. But okay. I think Dallas is probably two more losses away from Jerry having to do something big. So I'm just going to walk in there and land my helicopter in the middle of practice and fire the coach. Just gone. Get him out of here.
Thanksgiving.
So here's the treat. I'm going to give you all a chance to change your mind. Because earlier in the year, before the season started, we did a receipt segment where we did the Offensive Rookie of the Year and the MVP, and we gave some choices. So now halfway through, I want to see if you want to change it.
Yes.
Start with Offensive Rookie of the Year.
Yes.
Mike, you said Marvin Harrison Jr.
Yeah, I changed.
Would you like to change that?
100%. It's Jaden Daniels. And it's just not even close.
Yeah, I said Bo Nix.
Here's the crazy thing.
You're not that bad.
We all laughed at you, but it's not far off.
Come on, no. Man. You put the quarter in the machine. Ride Sandy the Pony. let it finish before you go shop for produce. Come on now.
Right. I feel like I'm casting a vote for the Green Party. I know he's not going to win.
Up next, Rico's take on libertarians.
So let me ask Kenny if he wants to change his mind. Because on Offensive Rookie of the Year, Kenny, you said Malik Nabers. Would you change your mind?
Still time. We're halfway through, right? So I understand this is the receipt collection segment, right? But
I think Malik Nabers is changing his mind about staying in New York.
I think so, too.
And then finally, MVP. Mike, you said Patrick Mahomes. Rico, you said CJ Stroud. Kenny, you said Lamar Jackson. I said Joe Burrow. Anybody want to change?
Yeah, I'll change my vote. Yeah. Lamar. Goff. Daniels. Anybody. Mahomes sucks. I don't know how they're 7-0. It's some kind of black magic. It's ridiculous. It's voodoo. Voodoo. Tiger voodoo.
I don't see CJ Stroud winning this. I'm either going to say, yeah, I want to change to either Lamar Jackson or Jared Goff.
Now I got that drop in my head. Damn it.
Yeah, I'm going to change mine to Lamar Jackson.
Thanksgiving.
So Kenny was the one, I guess, that was right so far because he said Lamar Jackson to start the year. So,
yeah. Derrick Henry. See, I'm wondering if Derrick Henry and Lamar cancel each other out and Goff wins.
I don't know. We'll see.
You're not going to take Goff?
No.
Sticking with Lamar.
Wow, I thought you were a Lions fan.
I am a Lions fan, Rico, right. But wow, you know
came,
how this
you
works.
You came back from this sickness.
This is a popularity contest.
That changed, guy man. Has lost so much body fluid the last 2 days. He's lived on a toilet. He's dehydrated. He's not thinking straight. It's like he's been marooned at sea like Tom Hanks. He's drinking salt water.
I do not want to talk about it. Thanksgiving.
You've changed, man. Wow.
No.
That is in football today.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.